Welcome to Dr. Oklahoma, a podcast that shines a light on uniquely Oklahoman health challenges and situations by chatting with Integris medical professionals who live here, work here, and are willing to lend their time and expertise to all of our listeners. Right now, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is upon us, so today we have Dr. Nasser Janbay from the Integris Cancer Institute to bring us up to speed on the latest developments in the fight against breast cancer. Dr. Janbay, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.
Breast cancer awareness has, I think, come forward in leaps and bounds over the years. We're all very familiar with the pink ribbons and multitude of events, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, etc. What do you think has changed as far as breast cancer awareness is concerned, and what do people still need to be very aware of?
Breast cancer, first of all, is very common among Oklahoman women. Actually, it's the major, believe it or not, cancer incidence among Oklahoman women, and the second cause of death after lung cancer.
Wow.
There's, like you said, a huge battle to have the public aware about this treatable and curable disease. So this accomplishment over the last 15 years was really, really impressive because, again, we are seeing a lot of women coming for mammography and surveillance.
Right.
Also, women start to have more aware about themselves and self-exam, and we discover more breast cancer in early stage, which is a very good point because any early stage of any cancer could be curable, not only treatable.
Do you think that is part of the awareness that needs to still be spread out there, that breast cancer these days truly is a curable cancer if we are aware of the early stages and if we do the correct screening?
Absolutely. You just said it. If women take care of themselves about self-exam at regular basis, at monthly basis, and if they come to the screening test, mammography, ultrasound or MRI, etc., depending on the indications, absolutely we can detect more than 90% in early stage of cancer. In this case, of course, is it curable? Again, any early stage of cancer, including breast cancer, is a curable disease.
Sure, sure. So what about new developments in breast cancer? First and foremost, as far as screening is concerned, whether, you know, family history or genetic screening, and then perhaps in treatment as well. Let's get awareness out there of some of the new fields in breast cancer.
Genetic testing right now became very common. It was very, really unusual in the past, and actually it was very expensive. Nowadays, most of the insurance cover that. This is a great step forward. And a lot of people right now have more knowledge about that and more aware about the fact 10% of breast cancer could be due to genetic abnormalities. Nowadays, we are able to detect that in very early stages by genetic testing and also by doing MRI on patients or women eligible for that or candidate for that as well. That really minimizes the diagnosis of breast cancer in late stage and also have a lot of successful treatment in early stage of cancer.
What about for women that are diagnosed with stage 2 or even stage 3, even stage 4 cancers? There's obviously still plenty that can be done when it is a later stage diagnosis.
Oh, absolutely. I want to say this. Breast cancer, we consider right now, is a chronic disease like hypertension, like diabetes, like congestive heart failure, like high cholesterol. You take your medication and you live your life.
Right.
Also, breast cancer is a chronic disease. You take your medicine and you continue your life. Even stage 4, which is the last stage of breast cancer, people survive for a long time. When I was a medical student and even like 15 years ago, nobody expected that breast cancer stage 4 can survive more than 4 to 6 months. Nowadays, I have a patient live for 4, 5, 6 years and continue to come to the office, have the treatment at regular basis. So nowadays really is a huge improvement, unheard of. Actually, we can say breakthrough for breast cancer treatment.
It's wonderful news, really, that we are advancing as fast as we are. Talk, though, a little bit about the actual treatments, too. Once we are diagnosed, talk about the current treatments and perhaps some of the future treatments that we're looking forward to.
Nowadays, we have actually a huge amount of options for treatment, including immunotherapy, came late recently to the practice and now it's available everywhere. We do target therapy and it's also available. In other words, that technology helps us big time to find early mutations in the cancer process And these mutations, we found a lot of target therapy for those mutations, and we can stop or kill the cancer in early development. So we live right now in a different era because of the many options we have. Besides the fact we have Anu-STiL doing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, surgery, and the technology of surgery also improved significantly. And we have very, very minimal side effects and complications for the long run. Meaning, in other words, right now, technology and science and all the development help us to find very, very, very advanced treatment for breast cancer, especially for breast cancer, because it's very common in the United States. And luckily enough, we live in a different era. And as I mentioned, it's a curable disease. And if it's stage four, it's a treatable disease and people will survive for a long time.
Talk a little bit about the treatments available at the Integris Cancer Institute and how it sort of is positioned in the marketplace to be able to offer the kind of treatments that people have in the past had to travel quite a long way to get.
Yes, absolutely. I've been working in Integris Cancer Institute over the last 13 years. I'm seeing a lot of development, especially over the last few years. I feel that nowadays, everything available in any cancer center in the United States, we have it here in Integris Cancer Institute. Also, we became partner with Mayo Clinic, and sometimes we ask them for their input about multiple cases of breast cancers. All the time, I can say, all the time, they agreed with us and confirmed what we're doing here in Integris Cancer Institute. We have available, actually, all the modalities treatment, including radiation therapy, surgery, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, target therapy, and also we do all the advanced cytogenetics and genetics testing for every patient we have.
What do you say to patients in their early stages of diagnosis when they're coming to you and they're still, you know, full of fear because of this diagnosis? What are the first meetings that you have with them? What kind of grounds do you cover, and how do you set their minds at ease as best you can?
Yes. The early stage of breast cancer, as I mentioned, is a curable disease. We spend a lot of time talking to the patient about all the modalities and how we follow up with the patient down the line. Because as I mentioned, it's a chronic disease and the patient's supposed to follow up with surveillance and taking the medicine for a long time. We use endocrine therapy for early stages and we follow up with the patient sometimes more than 10 years. And all the patients are happy because they know that this is like essential hypertension or diabetes. Take the medicine, follow with the doctor, and continue your life. So this is really a blessing to be in such an advanced cancer center. And this relationship between the patient and doctor helped big time the outcome for the breast cancer.
So a doctor's advice to women of various different ages, what should they be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly and yearly basis as far as screening for breast cancer is concerned? What is your doctor's advice to them?
Sure. I will advise all women that, number one, to have a healthy diet. That's important. Don't eat fat food or fried food or minimize it as much as you can. To maintain your weight. This is important because obesity and overweight is very common in Oklahoma and other states in the United States. And actually, it's a major risk factor for malignancies, including, believe it or not, breast cancer. Also, I will advise all women to quit smoking. This is a huge impact on the treatment and the outcome of the cancer, including breast cancer. And also can increase the incidence of 13 kinds of cancer. People don't know that.
Yes, don't smoke, in other words.
Sure. Other thing, minimize consumption of alcohol and stop alcohol if you can, because this is also increased significantly breast cancer, especially when you are a smoker as well. The other thing, you have to exercise at least 3 to 4 hours per week. And the studies showed right now that if you exercise, you live more, believe it or not. And now it's became a part of the treatment to exercise. So these are very important things, of course, for a daily basis. For lifestyle of the patient. Also, we'll self-exam for breast cancer once a month because the patient is able to find any change in the breast before any doctor or any other specialist. They're going to do that on a monthly basis at home. You do that at home. And we do the mammogram at regular basis every 6 months or every year, depending on the case by case. And the patient felt any unusual thing, she's supposed to see the doctor right away. her primary physician or her gynecologist or the medical oncologist. If the patients follow up with the doctor because of the breast cancer, she's supposed to follow up with the medical oncologist, of course. The awareness about this really helped big time to detect anything in early stage.
Dr. Jambay, thank you so much. You've covered off everything we need to cover off as far as breast cancer awareness is concerned.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you visiting with us.
All right. Thank you to have me.
And to our listeners, join us next time, where we'll be busy getting a doctor's advice on how to stay healthy so we can continue living and loving life in our great state, right here on Dr. Oklahoma.